It's your feel-good 80s. This is Coast with JT. We've got Terrence Trent D'Arby coming up real soon as well. Okay, now this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice, but I'm joined today by Nikki Reid, a financial advisor for Milford Asset Management. Hi, Nikki, how you doing?
Hi, JT, I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Look, now, I want to ask you about this because at the moment we know the things that are happening around the world right now. How should investors think about this volatility that's going on in the market?
Well, I guess for me, thinking of it as potentially an opportunity. If you're a KiwiSaver investor, you are making regular investments into your KiwiSaver account. And when you think about investing, you want to buy well, don't you? It's like setting foot in Briscoe's when there's not a sale on. You just wouldn't. And so when you think about making an investment, if markets are down, you're actually buying really well at that time. And for us at Milford, we have a 40-strong investment team. This is their sort of bread and butter as active managers. And so we're taking this as an opportunity to buy shares and investments in great companies that we know over the medium to long term are going to recover in value and do really well. We're just buying at a discount at the moment.
Okay, interesting. So, but the thing is, like, how do you sort of help yourself and not make an investment mistake? Because I know it's an easy thing to just say, but like, what's your advice?
First of all, think about your time frame. If you need money in the short term, then that's one thing. But if you don't, if this is a long-term investment like KiwiSaver or a long-term retirement fund, then try and stay the course. Try not to make a decision like moving into cash or down an investment level in your investment, because what happens is then essentially you're making that paper valuation where your balance has come down because of all the things that are going on in the world and you're making that real. And then you've got to try and pick the time to go back in. And that's really, really hard. None of us have got a crystal ball. Mm. And so you essentially, if you do that, you're taking all of the down, but hardly any, if any, of the up. And you've got to try and make a decision about getting back in. I think the best thing to do is try to stay the course. Also, get advice. At Milford, we offer investment advice across both KiwiSaver and Investment Pie funds from as little as $1,000 investment. So everybody who's a Milford client can access financial advice. Talk to people who know what they're doing. Yeah. This is their bread and butter.
Here's your advice. Stick to the pros. That's Nikki Reid, financial advisor for Milford Asset Management. Thank you very much.
Thanks, JT.